This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
So we were talking in the last hour quite a bit about the public sector unions and just unions in general, but specifically a court case out of California where, and you did a little digging, Daryl, I just picked a number out of thin air, 100,000 teachers union members. Turns out there's 300-something thousand.
325,000 public sector teacher union members.
That's huge. I mean, that's...
That must be in America?
That's in California.
California.
300,000 in California?
Yes.
It's shocking, but yeah.
California's a big state.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that live there. That's true. Okay.
But that's one California teacher for every 1,000 U.S. citizens, because there's 300 million U.S. citizens. I'm not saying you're wrong. Yeah. I'm just saying, that's a freaky number.
Where's the stat come from? Just curious.
It's a programmer thing. We look for weird numbers.
Unless there are teachers that don't live in California that are members of the California Teachers Association, there are 325,000 members of the California Teachers Association.
It may well be that they include retirees and such. That would explain that number to me much more easily.
So if you want to share your experience with being in a union, unfortunately, you know, you were forced to be in the union, or maybe you loved being in the union, you certainly are welcome to share your thoughts here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Supreme Court hearing the case that could, if they rule in the right direction, which would overturn a previous Supreme Court ruling, if they overturn a previous Supreme Court ruling, it would result in union members being, not just in California, but union members across the United States being able to opt out
public sector. It would not affect private sector union members.
But yet, apparently, there's a church involved in this lawsuit, or church teachers of some sort.
Yeah, the Christian Educators Association, which is billed as a secular alternative to the teachers' unions, and they openly advocate that their members proselytize in the school setting.
How can they call it a secular alternative if they're proselytizing?
Or rather, an alternative to the secular union. I'm sorry.
Okay. So these guys... Okay, so I see their
interest. They're wanting to be
to recruit
a union.
Right, they want to recruit from the teachers' union. Okay. That makes more sense at this point. So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. Join us here. Skype username is lrn.fm. Was there more that you wanted to share from this decision without getting too bogged down?
Well, it's not a decision. It's the hearing.
You were recapping some of the actual like back and forth of
there's one more paragraph here that's very important.
All right.
Justice Kennedy downplayed what the union characterizes as a free rider problem, the idea that a public employee who declines to join the union that represents him benefits from the union's work on behalf without him paying for it. He told Dumont that many teachers strongly disagree with the union's position. Charging them a fee, he suggests, does not solve the free rider problem, but instead makes a compelled rider.
Nice.
Can you tell me that in better English? What does that mean?
Okay, so
it's saying there's a compelled rider.
You don't want to be part of the union, but we are taking money from you anyway, Ian.
Okay, so
you're a free rider because you're benefiting from not joining the union. When, point of fact, you're compelled to take part, even though you don't want to take part. So it's a compelled rider, not a free rider.
Yeah, it's like letting a random business send you a package that you didn't order and then forcing you to pay for it.
Gotcha. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Dean is on the line listening in California. Dean, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in Ventura. But this is a little dated. This is from like 93 or 4, an LA Times article that I read. It interested me. I was on the parole at the time. There was an article about the prison guards union and how strong they were. And one of the strongest unions in the state. And they compared it to the teachers union because the teachers had so many more members. And I believe your 300,000 number is pretty darn close.
Mm-hmm.
That the average salary for a prison guard was more than that of a University of California professor. At the time, median salary, not the average.
Well, then again, unless there's been some drop in quality in the California public universities, there's also a much higher likelihood of getting shanked as a jail guard. Do they have a lot of shankings in the public universities of California?
Probably not. But, Daryl, you worked as a prison guard for a time. Which state was that? I was in Pennsylvania. But okay. Here's a question that I have. When looking at compensation, you have to look not only at salary, but other benefits.
And like I getting shanked.
That's definitely not a benefit.
Sex with prisoners.
It's a benefit of negative value.
But, no, so
just straight salaries.
So college professors wind up getting a lot more time off and vacation than a prison guard does.
Yeah.
They probably get, you know, better health and some other sort of benefits that are not visible right there when looking at salary. Mm-hmm. So you really need to look at total compensation package, not just salary.
It would be interesting to compare the salaries of men who work in men's prisons and men who work in women's prisons and find out if the ones who work in women's prisons are giving their employer a discount because they have better benefits.
I've seen some of the girls in F block here in jail. Are you talking about like sexual benefits? Because I don't know about that.
Well, you've seen some of them, but I've seen all of them. And although some of them are as you say, some of them are not.
How did you end up seeing all of the girls in F block? By the way, for listeners that don't know, we both sat in the same jail here for civil disobedience in Keene, New Hampshire.
It's true. I meant that in more of a spiritual third eye sort of way, in that I've seen the beauty in some of them that you missed. Of course, I was also in much longer.
That's
and
true.
Marginal
they get
value
prettier.
Indicates that, you know, the longer they keep me in jail, the prettier the girls get. And that pretty much matches my experience.
Well,
the marginal value for the win.
Did your cellmate get any prettier while you were in there? No, that didn't happen to me.
I had one that was kind of pretty, but
you were cellmates with Derek?
Huh?
He was.
No. Actually, I was in one of my cellmates was this guy. I personally think he was gay, but he wasn't admitting it in there, and I don't know that I blame him. Although, you know, Derek, of course, has the personality to carry it off. And
Derek, by the way, you're referring to a former co-host here on Free Talk Live who hopefully we'll get him behind a microphone one of these days. He's currently in Uruguay enjoying some much-needed time off with his boyfriend down there in what is the summertime in Uruguay. So very, very cool for him. Where were we on this? Do we have more, Daryl, or did you wrap that up?
We pretty much wrapped it up.
Okay.
There is more to the report from SCOTUS blog.
Yeah, but I think we made it pretty clear.
Not necessarily anything that I feel is, you know, relevant to get into, because we did pretty much cover everything
Now, you were in
here.
A men's prison. Where you worked, right?
There was a women's unit of the prison.
Okay.
But the policy was to only have female guards work in the female unit.
They did not have that policy in Cheshire County at the jail that we were in.
No. As a matter of fact, one of the awful things that they did to women in the Cheshire County jail is they had these two suicide cells in our block.
In the men's block.
In the men's block. Right. Our block was a male block, but and these cells had full frontal glass doors, and they would put suicidal women in there so that 20 guys were watching when they used the bathroom.
And did everything else.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
It was awful. It really was. I wrote a blog post about it, and they stopped doing it, actually, after your blog post.
855-453. That's our toll-free number. A little bit of media goes a long way when you get liberty-minded folks who have the ability to do that, and we do. It's Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised. But hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Come on!
free at 855-450-FREE. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And we're inviting you to join us in real life at the upcoming Liberty Forum, February 18th through the 21st. It's a Thursday.
Yeehaw!
Yeah, it's going to be great. Thursday through Sunday. And it's going to be right here in the heart of the wintertime. Here in New Hampshire, Manchester, New Hampshire's Radisson Hotel, which is the largest convention space in all of New Hampshire. It doesn't get bigger than the Radisson Hotel in Manchester, and it's a great time. They held it there for the first time last year, but this is actually the ninth year of the Liberty Forum, so it was a great venue last year. I think it's going to be even better this year, with Edward Snowden being the keynote speech, one of the keynote speeches. I don't think they've announced their other one. I suspect there will be at least one more, so look for more speaker announcements coming soon. There's a number of panel discussions and great speeches that you'll be able to see. But to me, the real attraction of the Liberty Forum is the community, is to get together with hundreds of people, many of whom already live here in New Hampshire, like the three of us. We all joined the Free State Project at some point over the last decade and a half, and then made the move here at different times. We didn't know one another prior to the Free State Project. And there are now over 1,500 people who are here in New Hampshire. I would say probably a couple hundred will show up at Liberty Forum, and the rest, a few hundred more. So there's usually like 500 to 800 people that'll attend over a weekend. The rest of them are people like you, maybe people who are thinking about coming to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, or maybe you've already decided you want to come here, but you're just not ready to make the move yet, and you want to come experience what it's like to actually kind of be here for a period of time and experience the community of activists that we have. Because it's one thing to hear us talk about it here on Free Talk Live. It's a whole other thing to actually meet the very people that you hear on not just this show, but that you hear about, talked about, and you see over at freekeen.com and the various other, you know, Dave Ridley's Ridley Report. You get to meet those people at Liberty Forum.
And not just them, that, but I came for 2 years to Porkfest before I moved up here.
Which is the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is the other event the Free State Project puts on each year.
True. Yeah. And, you know, the people I got to know there were the people that I was able to reach out to when it was time for me to come to New Hampshire and say, hey, I'm coming to New Hampshire. Is it okay if I crash on your couch for a while? Will you show me around? Show me where to buy a open carry holster. And,
right. So you made connections that allowed you to lay the groundwork for your eventual move.
Exactly. Cool. Exactly. And I also got the inspiration that made me say that the time to move is now.
Yeah,
that's the other side.
I agree. I think they're both of the events, Porkfest and the Liberty Forum, are very inspirational events, because when you come here, you'll realize that this is for real. That this isn't just some sort of pie in the sky concept of somebody put up a website and it's all fake, or, you know, it's not what it's made out to be. No, no, it's much more than it's made out to be. Because we can't cover everything on Free Talk Live. We can't cover everything at freekeen.com. We can't cover all of the activism and the socializing that's happening here, because there's more of it than we could even be involved in ourselves. There's more going on in New Hampshire than you could. I mean, there's sometimes, like, Daryl, you were talking about tomorrow, some activists are going to go to the State House to do some testimony, like to testify on various different bills, some pro-liberty, some anti-liberty. But there's a bunch of bills that are being heard at once. So, you know, multiple people will have to go to different things.
I think 26 House committees, and chances are more than one of those committees will have a good bill or a bad bill, you know, an important bill being heard at the same time.
Right. So, and that's just happening in the House. So there's other things going on elsewhere in New Hampshire.
There's also Senate hearings and other things that aren't related to the legislature.
Right. And, you know, there's parties that go on. There's socializing that happens, too. So there's a bunch of action, like political, and there's even been civil disobedience here. And
you like to smoke weed on the square.
It's happened a number of times, more times, I think, than we can count. And there's so many success stories.
Would you say it's happened 420 times?
At least. It's starting to get out, though. The word is starting to get out about the Free State Project. By the way, nhlibertyforum.com if you want to join us there. February 18th through the 21st in Manchester, nhlibertyforum.com. Go grab your tickets, lock in your hotel room. But the Free State Project is also about to complete its goal of 20,000 signers. And this is something you're going to hear more about. I mean, you've always been hearing Free Talk Live talk about the Free State Project since the beginning of Free Talk Live, basically, more than a decade ago. But now it's really getting into gear. Like within the last month, there have been another 5% or so, I think, that have added into the totals over at the Free State Project. The goal is to get 20,000 people who love liberty, not just average people, but people who love freedom, the idea that you should live your life how you want, as long as you don't hurt anybody else in the process. People like that, gather them together into the same physical geographic area. That's the concept of the Free State Project, and it's now at 94% of its goal, and it's coming up to 95% probably within the next day or two maximum. It's going to hit 95%, and so it's starting to really take off here toward the very end. So if you want to get involved in this thing, now is definitely the time to sign up at freestateproject.org.
And I saw something online that apparently there's talk of having some kind of auction for someone having the right to be the 20,000th signer to trigger the move.
Interesting. I have not heard about that.
Yeah, I saw it. I forget where the discussion was, but somebody had pitched out the idea of there should be an auction for the rights to be the person that triggers the move.
That's a cool idea, because the Free State Project is doing a fundraiser right now where they're looking to raise like $40,000 to finish this thing off as quickly as possible by advertising on Facebook. Apparently that's been working for them, doing some of these Facebook ads, which I'm glad to hear that, because I've always thought that Facebook's throwing money down a hole. And I wonder if it's the Facebook ads as much as it is just people getting excited about the very end of this. But either way,
could be a combination.
Yeah, either way, it's wrapping up real soon. So if you want to be within that first 20,000, and go to freestateproject.org and hit the sign up button. And then there's a story over here that was published today, or the other day, actually a few days ago, over at Laissez-Faire Books. LFB.org is their website. Chris Campbell, who's actually in Thailand apparently, is writing about the Free State Project. Apparently some libertarians are just now coming across it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole idea of advertising it. There's a lot of people who don't know that it's there, you know. And Facebook, I disagree with you on Facebook advertising, because there is so much adoption of it. I think casually running across something on Facebook is a way that a lot of people might be introduced to something that they've never seen before, relatively cheaply. I plan to use it for the 420 rally significantly.
There are probably ways to verify whether it's working or not. I've just never spent that much time on it. Mm-hmm. Like, I did a little bit of advertising on Facebook in the past for Free Talk Live for the AMP program, and I'm just not, you know, someone who, I've got all these other things that I would much rather spend my time on than running ad campaigns and things like that. And so I just put up an ad and, you know, threw some money at it and let it go. And of course they tell you, oh, you got all these clicks and you got these likes and you know, so there's things they show you, but I looked at the downloads of the show and that didn't really seem to go up. So like, I'm sure there'd be some kind of link that you could do, some tracking link that you could set up to really kind of give you more accurate
stats. And then there are various ways to do Facebook advertising. So you can just do general advertising, or you can boost a post and then a specific post will show up in people's news feeds and it looks, you know, like natural content.
And also, it's just, I just don't like giving Facebook money. I think that was one of the reasons why I really did want to stop doing it. It's enough that I give them so much of my time. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
So you gotta take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username lrn.fm. You'll sound better if you're on Skype. No, they're not a sponsor of the show or anything like that. It's just another option that we give you. Toll free number again, 855-450-FREE. And join us over at freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive in a variety of ways, including actually submitting content right there to the front page of the website. It's a Reddit-based system, so it's free to use. The whole site's free, so please go and enjoy freetalklive.com. It's Ian, Rich Paul, and Daryl in the studio. We're going to go to Skype, where we have Gundersai on the line. I don't know if I just butchered that guy's name. Gundersai in Pittsburgh. You're on Free Talk Live. Yes, Skype.
Yeah, this is actually Ooh. Brody.
Hey, back off your mic, like, I don't know, an inch or something. You're kind of screaming down our throat here. Go ahead.
Is that better?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Anyway, I'm just calling about voting. It's just been on my mind a little bit lately since it's so much in the news.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm always trying to think of a silver bullet to help people switch their political views. You know, I'm just thinking to myself, it's kind of funny how people vote for someone else to rule over themselves, and they're liars.
You mean the politicians are liars? Right.
Well, sometimes the voters are liars, too.
True.
But, you know, politicians are known to be liars. They will tell people whatever they want to hear to get their votes.
Yep, yes.
Why don't people trust in themselves and go vote for themselves?
Well, that is a little outside the box, and besides, what good would it do anyway? I mean, if you go and you vote for someone who's not on the ballot, odds are very, very slim that person's going to win. And even if everyone showed up and voted for themselves, the politicians and bureaucrats would still show up and vote for their political candidate
but
of choice.
Even if...
Sorry, Rich, try that again.
What you're doing when you're voting is you're making a suggestion as to who should get a particular job. They're not asking if the job should exist. The job is going to exist. You can't just say, oh, well, you know, stop voting. And if everybody stops voting at the same time, then they'll stop doing it because the government workers will still go out and vote for themselves.
Sure will.
And if everybody else stops, they will have total power.
We actually covered a story about a year ago about a school board election in New Mexico to where nobody voted.
Not even the candidates.
Zero people voted because the county, for some reason, did not put a polling place in the town where this election was. They didn't notify people beforehand that the polling place was going to be in Roswell, 30 miles away. So nobody voted. The candidates went to where the polling place was, saw the sign, polling places in Roswell, and they didn't have time to drive there.
So did they shut down that office for 4 years?
No.
Okay,
so
I didn't think so.
The remaining two-thirds of the school board members appointed the three people that were candidates to fill the remaining three vacant seats. But even if everybody shows up to vote and writes themselves in, then, okay, we've got a tie election because nobody got a majority of the vote. There's procedures for breaking ties.
Coin toss. Or
it's either a coin toss or pulling straws. In some cases, they wind up having candidates, when they file, select a number or a letter or something. And whoever has the lowest winds up winning. And there was actually a lawsuit somewhere to where somebody selected the number -1. And so the lawsuit was, that's not a valid number.
But and it is.
It is. Yeah. But the law did not specify that the number that had to be positive. A positive. It just said
does
the
it
lowest
have to be rational?
Number.
Would the square root of -1 be okay? Could you say
no.
I?
Whole
because
number.
That would okay, it does have to be a whole number.
It did specify that it had to be a whole number.
Okay.
And so the guy that was the second candidate was like, I want one. And they're like, okay, you can have one.
But the most common way to resolve, just to get back to this poor man's point, the traditional way to resolve an election that's inconclusive is that the decision is made by another elected body. So basically the people who haven't got, or the people already have the power gets the more.
Right. Go ahead, Brody.
Well, the thing is, you're kind of off point as to the point I'm trying to make. I want to change the mentality of the public because, yes, I understand that, you know, no one could go vote and they're still going to, you know, put whoever they want in. But I would like to see the mentality of the public switched from trying to vote for whoever their favorite candidate is to voting for themselves.
Well, I love the idea. I mean, I get what you're saying. But look, if you got the mentality, of the public to that point, then you would have already basically ended the state, right? Because if people have rejected the idea of the government so much that they're going with your idea of everyone, again, we're leaving out the bureaucrats, if everyone besides the bureaucrats goes and writes themselves in on an election, that means that there's been a major paradigm shift, that people are no longer thinking about elections in the classic way that they used to, and that would mean that you would have enough people to do civil disobedience on any issue that you wanted to, because you've got people who are thinking in a very, very different way. You'd have people who would be willing to, you know, opt out of, you know, paying taxes and things like that. I think the whole society would be completely different before you even got to that point to where the elections would likely not even happen.
But if you want to vote for yourself as decision maker for your life, the proper answer is vote Libertarian Party in the general.
But that's not going to advance what Brody is trying to do.
Right, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Rich, because I was
going
to say...
I'm just saying I think libertarians/anarcho-capitalists, whoever, should be asking the people they know that question. Hey, why don't you vote for yourself?
Well, the reason why we don't do that here is because there are actually libertarians and voluntarists who are running for political office and winning. So we don't think about things the way
I ask people, why won't you vote for Rand Paul?
Well, anyway, Sarah, what was the point you were trying to get
at? It's hard enough trying to get people to vote for the libertarian candidate or an independent candidate because people are stuck into the, well, I've got to vote for one of the two people that's going to win. I've got to vote for the horse that's going to win because otherwise I'm wasting my vote. And I contend that if you buy into this supposed wasted vote theory, even if you vote for the guy that came in second, you wasted your vote. Because
I'm arguing if you vote for the guy that wins, you wasted your vote because you voted for a liar.
No doubt.
At least for the nationalists.
Usually libertarians don't vote for the guy who wins, though, so that's not a problem for us.
Right. I contend that the only wasted vote is one that you are not 100% comfortable casting.
Yeah, you don't want to feel dirty after you've gone ahead and cast a vote. But look, Brody, what you're doing here is a typical kind of voluntarist or anarchist thought experiment of, well, you know, we're screwed, so what do? We want to come, you know, try to change things in a bizarre, you know, unusual way, which is never going to become a reality, at least not anytime soon. I mean, you've got a lot of persuading to do, and the fact is everybody's not going to ever do what you want them to. So you can just wipe that idea right off the plate, and then look at what's happening in New Hampshire, where you've got state representatives here who are, they will tell you they're an anarchist. I mean, Mark Warden, who is not a state representative now because he decided to move on and do other things, he wore an anarcho-capitalist T-shirt, you know, while he was a state representative.
He wore a tie that had anarchy symbols on it.
Right, and so here's one of the points I want to make to you. If you can't convince libertarians who generally agree with you, Brody, to do what you're suggesting, you're never going to convince Republicans and Democrats to do it. So, you know, here in New Hampshire, we're voting for principled, liberty-minded people because they can actually win here, unlike in Pittsburgh, where you are.
If you don't like the state and you want to stop doing something, my recommendation would be stop paying your taxes because you get paid to do that. You know, you get the money if you don't give it to them. And also, that will actually affect them.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, if there's 300 million people in America, if 100 million of them stopped paying their taxes, the federal government would be in very deep trouble.
Thanks for the call, Brody. I appreciate it. Good luck with that goal. You got a long road. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And I got to completely agree with you, Rich Paul, on your point about that we were talking about voting a few moments ago, and the idea that was being presented was, well, you know, everyone should just vote for themselves. And that is a cool idea. I mean, I like the idea of endorsing yourself as your own leader, and, you know, you are in charge of your own life. But the idea that you're going to get everyone to ever do anything that that you want to do is impossible. Mm-hmm. That's just not how life works. People disagree on things. And even within the libertarian movement, there's disagreement about voting. And this is one of the arguments that you're going to likely hear again on this show as we get closer to the 2016 election. The non-voters will be calling in, and they'll be trying to persuade people to not vote and to completely opt out of working inside the system. But these are people who are in a place, usually, not in New Hampshire, where working inside the system doesn't work. It doesn't work in Pittsburgh, Florida, California, Illinois, any other place that I've ever heard about. It's a system that's designed to be slow, ponderous, and impossible to change. And it's slow in New Hampshire, no doubt. But it can change here, and we've seen it change here. And we've seen liberty-minded people actually get elected, real principled libertarians getting elected. When you actually have successes in the political system at rolling back the government, that's not going to dissuade people from voting. That's going to make people more likely to get involved.
I want to sort of contend one of the things that you said. You said that libertarians have never had success anywhere else, and that's not true.
It's a general statement across the board. We have more political success in 1 year in New Hampshire than Libertarian Party has ever had, likely, in its entire life.
Right. I would wager that all three of us were introduced to libertarian ideas by Libertarian Party activists.
I was.
Were you, Daryl?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Another reason to work
everything
inside the system
that we have accomplished has been
something's wrong with your mic, and I apologize about that, Rich. I don't know if, are you hearing his microphone?
Everything that we have accomplished as activists has to also be chalked up. Am I still
You're
talking?
Fine. You're fine.
Has
me.
To also be chalked up to the Libertarian Party.
Right, but
yep,
the point
I
that
don't
I was,
really sound like this, ladies.
The point that I was going to make is that in Florida, about a year and a half ago, there was a commission, I think it was a Water and Soil Commission.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
That the Libertarians got elected.
The Mud Board, we called it. I remember that.
Libertarians got elected to this commission and then abolished the thing.
Wow, congratulations.
That's a success.
That was where I lived.
Would you agree that that is a success?
It's a success, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So
and
that
you'd be crowing if it had happened in New Hampshire. You know you would.
That completely contradicts what you said, that libertarians have not had success outside of New Hampshire.
It was an exaggeration, as I admitted, Daryl. Clearly, they've had minor successes here and there, scattered over 40 years of existence. But for the most part, libertarians have been completely ineffectual, have been unable to get elected to a single office with any real control or power over the system. And you can't deny that. Every now and then, you can point to
on behalf of the church and its scriptures, I will say that it is written in the book of hyperbole that libertarians have accomplished nothing anywhere outside New Hampshire.
Okay, so yes, there have been minor wins. I'll give you that one, Daryl. Okay, you've nitpicked my statement. Now what?
That was the point. Are some successes. Yeah. It's not zero.
They're not worth staying anywhere for. Whatever those successes are,
I didn't say it wasn't worth staying anywhere.
Right. They're not worth building to anything, or they are not building towards anything of any success.
Never said it was. Yeah. I'm just saying that there are some successes.
Right. So if you want to have real success that's tangible, that's going to actually make a difference, because success can build upon success here in New Hampshire, this is the place to be, where we actually have a growing number of activists, whereas other states are actually losing activists to New Hampshire. So wherever it is that you live, whether it's, Illinois or whatever, you're losing liberty-minded people who are moving to New Hampshire. I call it the libertarian brain drain, because where I come from in Sarasota, Florida, when there was like five or six people who left Sarasota to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. They didn't all leave at once, but over, several years, they left, and I think there's probably more than five or six. But basically, the Libertarian Party of Sarasota was gutted as a result of that. The the vice chair moved up to New Hampshire. I was the webmaster. I moved up to New Hampshire. The Libertarian Party was in such shambles after the early movers.
They were assimilated.
The official move for the Free State Project has yet to begin. But the early movers leaving Florida, leaving Sarasota specifically, decimated the party. They aren't even a party.
Their biological and political essence has been added to our own. They have been assimilated.
The Libertarian Party of Sarasota County doesn't even exist anymore. They're now the Libertarian Club, and that's because they didn't have enough people to actually sit in the actual party seats of chairman, vice chairman, treasurer, and whatever else, secretary.
Okay, so
you got to have enough people to have a party before you can form a party.
Before you start ragging on Florida, there's not a Cheshire County Libertarian Party either.
Oh, that's true. The Libertarians in New Hampshire are in pathetic shape as a party, but that's because most of them are joining the Republicans and Democrats and actually getting elected. So, I'm not comparing Libertarian parties to Libertarian parties.
The Libertarian Party in New Hampshire in the 1990s had state reps in the legislature. And then the Republicans and Democrats got together and kicked the Libertarians off the ballot.
Yep.
And so then people decided, well, it's easier to work as an elephant or a donkey.
Sadly, it is. I mean, I wish that weren't true. I wish there were equal ballot access here in New Hampshire. And that's something you're working towards, Daryl.
Yes.
And other people hopefully will work towards that as we move more people here as part of the Free State Project. I wasn't comparing apples to apples.
It makes sense to me. If you give your party privilege, fine. We will commandeer your party. That privilege will become ours, and we will use it to set things right.
And I expect to have people object, because I ran for governor here as a, basically an educational candidacy, because I knew I didn't have a chance, running for governor against the Democratic incumbent as a Democrat, but also as a member of the New Hampshire Liberty Party, which is the Libertarians' competition up here. There's actually two liberty-oriented political parties here. And so I was openly saying, I'm a member of the New Hampshire Liberty Party. I'm one of the co-chairmen of the Liberty Party. I'm running as a Democrat. One of my issues was ballot access reform, as well as secession and legalizing all victimless crimes.
I've got a slogan for you guys. the secession party.
Mm-hmm.
If at first you don't secede, try again.
You should come to the party convention this year at the Liberty Forum and propose that. I think that's a fine one.
I'll be there.
But anyway, so my point was that there were some people who I think were grousing that, oh, well, there's this libertarian running for a Democratic governor primary, and that was upsetting them. And I expect that this year, if I run again, I'm thinking about doing that, just because, again, I want to get the word out about liberty. I couldn't even take office if I actually won by some miracle, because I can't swear an oath to the state, so that would likely not happen at all. So it's the idea of getting the ideas.
All the time, they've lied to you, you can't lie to them once.
It's taking an oath, man. I mean, I take that kind of seriously, so...
I mean, if people are throwing bullets at you, are you going to say you can't throw a bullet back?
I mean, I get your point. It's something I'd really have to think about, Rich. I wouldn't feel very comfortable at all. I mean, maybe if I cross my fingers or something or said not.
My image
afterwards.
Of the libertarian revolution suffers when I imagine a libertarian militia running across a cache of government weapons and saying, we can't use those. They were paid for with stolen money.
I wouldn't have a problem with that, Rich. I wouldn't have a problem. I don't have a problem taking money from the state or guns or whatever. That doesn't bother me. Reclaiming the property that is rightfully ours, but to swear an oath of allegiance to the state, that crosses a line for me.
Is there any rule that says you can't visibly cross your fingers while you're doing it?
Well, that's what I was saying. You know, maybe if I crossed my fingers or said not afterwards or something like that. But my point being that if I get more press attention this time, because I already ran once, I got second place, 4% compared to her 90%.
And there was a debate that
I
you were
tell you,
invited
if you,
to.
I'm sorry.
That there was a debate that you were invited to that none of the other Democratic candidates showed up to, so they wound up letting you speak. You had like 10 minutes to speak the Republican debate.
Yep, that's absolutely right. So that was a pretty cool thing. That was a benefit of running for office. But the idea being that people are going to be upset. Hey, there's this libertarian, this NH Liberty Party guy. He's running as a Democrat. The Democrats are going to be mad about it because the media will likely give me more attention this time because the incumbent is not running. So it's going to be an open race, and anyone could, in theory, win. So
and
I'll likely get more media.
That they'll mention Ian Freeman, who ran for governor in 2014.
Right. And so what is going to happen is some of the people in, like, the party adherents are going to be mad that there's a libertarian running in their party. And then we can point out, hey, why don't you make ballot access fair for everybody? That way the libertarians can actually run as the libertarians instead of having to run as Republicans and Democrats. So I think it'll actually make a point for us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts on elections, voting, or whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to LibertyHealthShare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. LibertyHealthShare.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.